when you first back of Shabbos Mishnah Gimel, we're going back to Hilchos Mukta. We have a Bachlegis by Shamis and Beitil, and the Gemara says we should switch the opinions. And really, what it says here by Shamis Beitil and Beitil by Shamis. The Shami Oymer Magbir Me'al Shulchan Atzamus Tzlifin, which once again, Valacha, we say this is Beitil's opinion, which is Valacha. If somebody ate chicken and had some bones left, had some peel, he ate an orange and had some peels left, even though those things are not edible for human beings anymore, they're not considered mukta. The reason why they're not considered mukta is because now they are food that animals can eat. So even though when an answer to Shabbat it was part of something that was set aside for human use, and now it was separated from that and it's only usable for animal use, we paskin like of Shimon that is not mukta. Whereas the ones that the Masmirim would hold that this is mukta, which is Beishami's opinion basically, and in our mission says Beisil Loimim Loitel Tatava Kula Umenada. He says that the one who holds there is a problem looks the holes, you're not allowed to pick up these bones themselves, but you can pick up the tray that they are on and shake it off, which is the same concept we've done before. It's something that was not there from the beginning of Shabbos, mukta that was not on the double heter at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to shake it off. Those that say that also this is not considered that it was intentionally put there. He didn't ask want it to be on this tray, he just threw down the piston onto the tray. In any event, if somebody has a tray which has peels, you're allowed to shake it off. Now the reason why it's not mukta halacha is because it's something that animals can eat. If you live in a place that does not have any animals, then it is mukta, even according to our opinion. Now via me lefnei shulchan peruim poches mikazayis the tzeir shel afunim. If you have crumbs that are less than the size of a kazayis, or the pods of peas, the tzeir shel adoshim, pods of lentils, these are also parts that people take off before they eat them. But they're not mukta because from the nation Marcel Behema, they're something that animals will eat. As we said, if you're living in a place that has no animals, they'll eat these things, so they are mukta. Svoig, im yesh boi beis achiza, mekanachim boi. Im lav im mekanachim boi. A sponge, you're not allowed to use a sponge, because when you hold it, you're going to squeeze out some of the water. But if it has a handle on the sponge, then you are allowed to use it on Shabbos, it's not like it. Whether you're allowed to use it only in fashion that will not be particular for the water to come out, or even in such a case, the rabbi says the chiddush that we look at it as this, it's like a bottle full of water. That's only when it has a handle. When it doesn't have a handle, it's definitely also. Benkach or benkach mitul de Shabbos, the ein mekabel tuma. A sponge is not mukta, provided that it's not full of water. If it's full of water, then you can't pick it up, so you can squeeze it out. And it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Because it's a natural svog is made out of some plant in the sea, which is not mekabel tuma. The mice is made out of synthetic materials, also not mekabel tuma.